All right, now good evening to you guys. I'm Vijay Joy. I hope you guys are great. All right, I want everybody to watch this clip of Imitation of Life. I want you guys to look at this clip very carefully. I'm not mincing my words. I am not biting my tongue. All right, now that's right. All right, now Joe Scarborough is black. Okay, if you're going by the one drop rule in these United States, see Obama, you can tell he black. Obama got a white daddy, but you can tell Obama black. The stat, you can look at Obama and tell he is black. Now, Joe Scarborough, very fair skin. Does that make sense? You cannot tell that he is a black man. Joe Scarborough is a black man. Joe Scarborough is a black man. Joe Scarborough was born a black man. Joe Scarborough, one day, he can live to be 100 years old. He will die a black man. Joe Scarborough has currently hidden what he is. Growing up in Mississippi, seeing black people being treated like shit, pretending like he is white. If you don't believe that Joe Scarborough has a black grandparent. Now, I thought in the United States of America, I thought there's the one drop rule. If you have one drop of blood, it's not guessing, you know, because, you know, clearly he don't talk about this. His college chums don't talk about this. His sorority brothers don't talk about this. The Freemasons don't know about this. Does that make sense? Right? No, down to the Lord. Right? No, clearly the folks at NBC sure as hell don't know about this. Morning Joe with a black man. This black man that is on Morning Joe, this main anchor that got a 4-hour news show, is a black man. Oh, Morning Joe, does that make sense? All right, now, this black man, Joe Scarborough, and Joe Scarborough is a black man, and Joe Scarborough is a black man in the sense that he qualifies to be a black man under the thing that you have in the United States, the one-drop rule. What they say, if you are any parts nigger, you're nigger. Does that make sense? United States is very racist, right? All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, you know, just, you know, Joe Scarborough has hidden his identity. Joe Scarborough has lied about who he is. He has lied about what he is. And he has hidden what he is. He is a coward. He is a jackass. All right, now. All right, now, I've been talking about this for months. Have you guys heard me talk about Joe Scarborough's race? And I kept saying, post your grandparent, giving him an opportunity to let everybody know he is black. And I've been saying it for 4 months. He take these stupid-ass dives. All right, now. Participating in racism, okay. Joe Scarborough was in Klan circles with Biden, them calling me black bitches and niggers, and saying Cottonfield said I never let these niggers be in plural, saying niggers have money that does not belong to the United States. All right, no, it's my money. Does that make sense? All right, no, you can have back your citizenship. I happily dive my ass over to Mexico first. All right, no, but I want to talk about before I give the United States a $1 million. And it is $10 million, right? You are at $10 million, right? That means I have $3 million and not giving it to the United States. You have lost your minds, right? All right, no, plus I own the extraction. When this dumbass faggot black man, Joe Scarborough, start talking this shit this morning about, you know, a poor man, no black man, you're a poor man, you have a 4-hour news show, and you have lied. All right, no, to the white higher ups at NBC, you have lied to the white hires up. I mean, the Freemasons, about you being a black man, about you being a black man. You have lied as a black man. You have passed from their face as a black man. You have hurt nigger and bitches. You know, as a black man, you've been in all sorts of corners and circles, hearing secret conversations, how you would be received, how you would be treated, how you would be castigated, how you would be a second-class citizen. You're not a second-class citizen. No, nobody can treat you like that. Look at the extraction, right? And everybody's not racist like Biden and Mitch McConnell. But with the brand of racism where Biden said nigger so many times, he said this in front of Joe Scarborough, and Joe Scarborough's looked into the conversations of Biden saying, nigger, Joe Scarborough sucked Biden's dick. Joe Scarborough fucked Biden. No, I don't feel bad to say that. You think sluts instead of women sleep their way to the top. There are sluts that so-called men that sure as hell sleep their way to the top. If you don't believe that, ex-Biden jealous that he got into the White House. Trump did win 2020. Isn't that just something I'm saying? He did win it, and it was stolen from him. And they put that clown-ass Nazi murdering baby racist killer in that White House. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's what Trump definitely won in 2020, and they completely stole it from him. All right, no, then he decides to win again. He won 3 separate times, right? All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, so the United States is all sorts of ways. You know, that's the Lord. So, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff, all right, now, the behind-the-scenes stuff with Joe Scarborough, calling overseas, does that make sense? All right, now, looped into conversations like nigger this and nigger that. All right, now, that's the Lord. What Priska said, well, they'll never believe you about Biden saying nigger so many times. They make the Klan blush. They arrested, they locked up 3 Klans. All right, no, that's for what, because they busted them in the corruption. They don't talk about that, though. All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, no, and plots to light and frame. Does that make sense? You guys can check into that. All right, no, got busted with old blow Biden. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's for the Lord. But check this out. Why is Joe Scarborough, as a black man, I am not biting my tongue about Joe Scarborough being a black man. I'm not lying about this polished shit that tried so hard to be racist, but a black man, a stupid-ass black man that tried hard to be racist. I mean, could you see how Joe Scarborough tried to be racist? Like, okay, I'm nobody's poor. To the fact that he stood his black ass up, Joe Scarborough, they still hiding who he is, still lying about who he is. His cowardly faggot ass, all right? I told him faggots, the old dumbass, you know, Joe Scarborough, the black man. To sit down, I'm not disparaging Joe Scarborough being black. I'm black. Does that make sense? All right, now, that's Lord. All right, no, but Joe Scarborough has been lying and passing about who he is with his black grandparent. His black grandparent, who is making him black, his black grandparent. His grandparent is not indigenous. His grandparent is not Asian or Taiwanese. His grandparent is black. Ask Joe Scarborough to see a picture of his black grandparent. Don't he got children? Does that mean since anything that Joe Scarborough has sprayed is black? Any grandchildren Joe Scarborough has sprayed is black, right? What's up? Right? He is mixed race. He's very fair-skinned, but he is black. So suddenly the one-drop rule goes away for Joe Scarborough. A black man with a four-hour news program, Morning Joe, on MSNBC, that has lied his way, you know, to these racist higher-ups, playing a game of racism, playing a game of bigotry, playing a game of being a shithole, want to be white so bad. He's a stupid-ass man. All his life, he's 60 years old down there. He has lied about who and what he is. I bet you his black ass won't lie no more. Now, I want you to watch something. When Joe Scarborough popped his monkey ass up this morning talking stuff about being poor, no black man, you poor. You lied to the racist higher-ups at NBC and in the Freemasons about your black ass being black. You got a four-hour news program as a black man. Your poor ass. I own Ripple, stupid ass. And first and foremost, I got Jesus. I'll never be poor. I own Ripple, dumbass. If I wanted to today, I can go make a ton of liquid money, and it will materialize. And you know, it's cash. Your black ass can't do that. I didn't lie about who I am to get something. I didn't lie about who I am to take something for somebody. I didn't lie about who I am to hear clans say black niggers and cotton fields and niggers and all this other stuff and frame niggers and lynch niggers. I went around clan hiding who I am and perfectly fine to hear nigger despite you being called a nigger too, stupid. I'm perfectly fine to be, hear other people called nigger, but you're a nigger too. If we're a nigger, you're a nigger. You got a black grandparent. What's up? Lying and hiding behind your skin. Some people can't hide behind their skin. Some people can't duck all the adversity and hide who they are. But your cowardly ass has for 60 years. I bet your black ass won't do it no more. Joe Scarborough. Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough's black, everybody. Joe Scarborough has a black grandparent, everybody. Joe Scarborough, a grandparent, qualifies under the one-drop rule. All right, now he produced that picture of his grandparent. Don't let him lie to you that it's Italian or something. He is full of shit, and that's why he's dodging it. That's why he's ducking it. Because it's gotten back to his black ass by now. He is black. I didn't start it. Talk about poor trying to pretend to be some clown racist. You are a fucking black man, stupid ass. What's up? How do you think Biden is going to treat you? He called me nigger, and he called you nigger, too, I promise you. How do you think this racist Klan, and you know he's a Klan, how can you align yourself with Klan that hates you, Klan that will lynch you, Klan that was hanging people like you, Klan that was hanging people like your grandparent? How can you turn your back on who you are and what you are and lie all your life? You such a fucking coward, and you hate your own black ass so much. You stupid ass man, Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough. A black man with a four-hour news program on MSNBC that lied to the uppers and the Freemasons that run MSNBC and that lied to the higher-ups at MSNBC pretending that he is a white man that's black, because I brought this up. He talked about he's white like about a month ago. Does that make sense right now? Tried to give him ample opportunity about producing his grandparent. He kept trying to lie that he's white. Okay, I want Joe Scarborough to say again with a straight face he's white. I want him with a straight face again to be ashamed of himself out in public. I want him with a straight face again to lie about him being a black man. And Joe Scarborough is a black man by definition. I thought the one-drop rule applied to this son of a bitch. If it applies to Barry Obama with a white daddy, how much more do it apply to Joe Scarborough with a black grandparent? That means his parent is black. And that means his black ass is black too. Talk about poor. Okay, black man, you call me poor this morning. I'm not poor black man. I have Jesus. I'm not poor black man. I own Ripple. I'm not poor black man. I'm actually royal, not just that, right? I'm not poor black man. I can go make tons and tons by Jesus and through the Holy Spirit, right? I can go make tons and tons and tons and tons of money. The money no been around since Adam and Eve's time. Does that make sense? If you think it's $10 million now, black man, they counted they're going towards that now. That's the Lord, all right? Black man, I can go by Jesus' goodness, through Jesus, make so much money now. All right, now that's for the Lord. It'll shock your black ass, Joe Scarborough. You are black, Joe Scarborough. Why have you been lying about who you are, Joe Scarborough? Why have you been hiding being black, Joe Scarborough? Why have you been ducking being black, Joe Scarborough? This is a yes or no question, Joe Scarborough. Are you black, Joe Scarborough? You have a full understanding that you'll be treated like this girl here that had been lying about who she is. If you guys ever seen this movie, Invitation to Life, all right, now the boy, she started lying to this dude. You know, America fucked up, it's racist. Does that make sense? They had the shit about the one drop rule. She lied to this man about being white. He beat the hell out of her. Joe Scarborough realized that how he would be treated like this. Joe Scarborough realized how he would be looked down upon like this. Joe Scarborough realized how people would do him like this. So he pretended all his life that he's a white man, but that's a black man. He's such a dumbass. I want Joe Scarborough to get his black ass on the news TV again and lie that he white. I want Joe Scarborough to get his black ass on the news media again and lie that he white. I want Joe Scarborough to get his black mud ass in these groups and not like him to call people mud. But Joe Scarborough has referred to me as mud in circles with Klan like Biden. Joe Scarborough has referred to me as niggers in Klan like you think this is some type of a joke. No, they have been trying to steal from me. It's been pretty nasty. And Joe Scarborough has called me black bitches. Right now, despite Joe Scarborough being black, Joe Scarborough has, not nigger, excuse me. Joe Scarborough has referred to me as mud. Joe Scarborough has referred to me as clay. That would be like, you're not one thing. You're not dirt. You're not, you're a mix of stuff. They call me all sorts of shit, and they're not nice things. All right, now, well, Joe Scarborough is just as mud as me. Joe Scarborough is just as clay as me. Does that make sense? And right now, that's for it. By Jesus' goodness, and right now, I can go make tons of money through the Holy Spirit. By dear Jesus, I can. All right, now, but what would this black, man, Joe Scarborough be doing? You think they're going to let a black man have a four-hour TV news show at Morning Joe? And this is not what I'm talking about him. I just started. This man called me poor this morning despite me having over $3 million. Because he pretended to be a white man with these other clown races with their halls and their walls that don't exist. They just fucked up and racist. As his black ass kept trying to be a white man, as his black ass kept trying to be a Klan so hard, he ain't telling these fucking Klan that he is black as fuck to the fact that his grandparent is black. He got a parent that's black. He got a grandparent that's black. His parent is, okay, do you get that? If they aunt, mom, or dad is black, then they he black too. What's up? So as this black man tried to fit in with the Klan, of all the people you could fit in, good people, honorable people, instead of Biden and shitholes like Mitch McConnell. Heard him say nigger, black bitches, stalking, killing. Heard him say stuff about breaking this black bitch, niggers. I'm never letting these niggers have this money. Right now, will he become you a nigger too, Joe Scarborough? What are you doing with a four-hour news program? You know how fucked up America is. You have an understanding how fucked up America is. You understand how horrible America is, so you hid yourself. You understand how hostile America is towards black people, so you disguised yourself. You understand how horrible America is towards black people, so you ducked who you are. You understand how fucked up America is, so for 60 years, you were willing to lie about your true identity, your black ass, Joe Scarborough, and Joe Scarborough is black. Tell Joe Scarborough to show his grandparent he's black. Joe Scarborough's ass shouldn't be ducking. I said this 2 hours ago. His ass should not be ducking. He got friends that called him. He got the Dick Nut group that let him know. Tell him to stop ducking who he is and what he is. He's not Chinese. He's not Asian. He is black. That grandparent is not Italian. It's black. I thought that if you have a black grandparent, that makes your parent black, and that makes you black. I thought that you qualify up under one drop rule. I want Joe Scarborough to get his black ass as a black man on TV tomorrow. I want his old stupid ass to ever try to lie about being black again. Joe Scarborough realized America's fucked up, racist, evil, bigoted, Nazi, Klan. I experienced. They tried to kill me. They put me in the streets. They lynched me. Called me black bitches and niggers. They didn't congratulate me. They tried to whitewash my identity. I ran away. They tried to steal technology the Lord Jesus gave to me. They put me through all manner of evil. They got up and told the whole world they would allow me and destroy my life and frame me. And his black ass heard all that stuff and clapped and giggled, trying to pretend to be a white man so hard he that fucked up and stupid. Oh, Joe Scarborough. I want you to see what this piece of worthless shit is. Right? What's up? Right? Right now, that's Florida. Right now, I want Joe Scarborough to get on Morning Joe again and pretend to be a white man. I want Joe Scarborough to get on Morning Joe again and pretend that he is a white man. Joe Scarborough is black. He's a black man. Right now, I want Joe Scarborough getting in people's faces, pretend to be this or that. This man is so ashamed of himself. He has spent over 65 years, 60 years, whatever he is. This man has spent six decades being ashamed of who he is. This man has spent six decades hating himself. This man has spent six decades knowing how fucked up America is. He hid himself for six decades. I am not pretending the sky is falling. You have a black man that's hosting Morning Joe. Does that make sense? Mika Brzezinski, she white, right? And Mika has nothing to do with this. Does that make sense? That is her ancestry. Does that make sense? It's Joe Scarborough who hates what he is. He pretend that, you know, he pretend to be something that he could never be. He got black blood all through him that his grandparent and his parent has, right? Ask Joe Scarborough to produce a picture of that black grandparent that makes his black ass black. Ask Joe Scarborough why he was so ashamed of himself that he would actually be around racists and Klan. Every time they say niggers about other people, they talk about his clown ass too. Buddy said niggers so many times in the phone call. Internationally, they busted his ass, but dumbass Joe Scarborough, he was calling different countries saying, I never let this nigger have this money. I love that these niggers have this money. They talk about Joe Scarborough black ass too, but he stood around it. He was looked into those conversations. He was looked into a clown ass racist like Clarice Matthews and Bill Maher. He was looked into these assholes trying to call countries trying to steal from me. He was looked into it, them saying niggers, we love that these nigger have money like this. Some of the most awfulest stuff they said. His black abs looked into it because he is so fucked up. He is so selfish. He is so cowardly. He is a piece of shit. Joe Scarborough set his black ass there and kept pretending to be white. What's up? Joe Scarborough knew he would be treated. I'm not biting my tongue. Ask Joe Scarborough what his black ass is, and he is black. I did not start this. What did he say this morning? He called me poor. As if he thought he could cloak his white skin to try to steal from me with the other clown ass races. Okay, you're black ass, you're poor. What is a black man doing on something like Morning Show Joe on a 4-hour news program? A black man, a black grandparent, a black parent. If your parent is black, you're black. And your grandchild black. And everything that Joe Scarborough sprays has been black. His children are black and his grandchildren are black. No matter how fair skin, they keep coming out. What's up? Right? Joe Scarborough had a full understanding that he would be treated like this. That America is so fucked up and racist, it would treat him like this. That America is so horrible, it would treat him like this. That he hated himself. He hid himself. He lied about his identity. He has spent 60 years pretending. He has spent 60 years pretending in college. He has spent 60 years pretending in Congress. He has spent 60 years pretending on the news. He has spent 60 years pretending all his life in Mississippi, knowing that they would treat his ass like this. So all his life, he pretended to be black. You know, and he pretended to be white. Joe Scarborough is a black man. Fact check my ass. Thank you guys so much.